This is Midday Mobile with Sean Sullivan on FM Talk 106.5.
Right, 1218 FM Talk 106.5 Midday Mobile. Okay, we're streaming, of course, at fmtalk1065.com. You can check us out there. Also, while you're there, podcasts aplenty, show schedules, all that good stuff on our website. But remember, check out our Facebook, Instagram, Twitter. Got all those things popping. So come find us and like us and say hello and all that good stuff. All right, it's great to bring back on a friend of mine and a Mobilian and a man who is making a difference as a human being, as a veteran, and as somebody bringing attention to the challenges of our warriors as they come home from theater. And that is Bryant Knight with Team Fight or Die. Great to hear from you again.
Hey, thanks for having me on the show.
And belated happy birthday.
Yeah.
So
you seem to get one of those every year, once a year.
Thank goodness. As we look at Team Fight or Die, and I do this every time, but I think it's fair. Like, you and I talk about this stuff all the time. It is your life. It is your passion. I'm pretty darn interested in what y'all do, but there may be somebody who has not heard of Team Fight or Die. They've been under a rock or something. So explain what y'all do.
So Fight or Die is an all-military veteran ocean rowing team that competes in a race called the Talisker Whiskey Atlantic Challenge every year. And we get in a 28-foot ocean rowing boat, custom-made for rowing. It has two rowing positions, has a aft and a bow cabin, and we set off from La Gomera, Canary Islands, and we finish in Antigua, 3,000 miles across the Atlantic Ocean.
I mean, y'all, I know he puts it just like succinctly like that, but y'all row a dang boat across the Atlantic.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, we no motors, no sails. It's all, you know, with the oars.
And and it's interesting. I mean, just the logistics that go into this. You got to take the boat. And then you got to put it on a container ship and send it over across the Atlantic, and then y'all meet it over there and then row it back.
Yeah, that's essentially what we do. We try to get the boat on a container ship around the October time frame, so we have enough leeway for the ship to get to its destination of La Gomera. That's in the Canaries. So the Canaries is roughly about 300 miles off the coast of the northern part of Africa. It's a set chain of islands that's a colony of Spain. And that's where the race starts. The race, it's been going on, since the mid-90s. And it's predominantly a European-based race, so there's not really been a lot of American involvement up until our team, Fight or Die, and a few other teams. This year, we're really excited because we have three U.S. teams competing in the race.
Really?
And,
some new teams have entered?
One is a military veteran team they saw what we were doing, and it inspired them to get their own boat and form their own team. And that team's called Four From Home. You can look them up. They're on Amelia Island out in Florida. Great group of veterans, and we've been helping them prepare, supporting them in whatever way we can. And then, of course, Fight or Die, it'll be our third race. I'll be skippering the boat this year, which is going to be exciting. I'm looking forward to it.
And, really? Brian, you are?
Again.
Yeah, I mean, Brian did, it was on the inaugural team, and talking to him after this, and then he's saying, well, I'm ready to hand the torch over, and others are going to do this because it's a grueling process. And then a year later, y'all, or 2 years later, y'all, that Brian says, okay, I'm going to do this again. Yeah, had you forgotten? Is it like a lady with childbirth, and she forgets what that was like, or?
It's really hard to explain. You know, you get out on it's because you're conducting an expedition. It is a race, and you're competing with other countries, other teams. But it's an expedition, and I know that a lot of my fellow military veterans, they understand that. They understand that you have to make a long plan, and you prepare, and there's a lot of training involved to get ready for the mission, and we treat it just like that. The language is very much the same when we're talking about how we are going to plan and execute and prepare for an ocean rowing expedition. And that's we're in the process of doing that now with the new team. We've got a lot of, a really strong team this year. And I hope to be able to introduce to the show later once they are officially introduced.
Okay.
We're going through that process right now.
Yeah,
and on our Instagram and Facebook pages.
Yeah, and I want to talk about how people can find you on social media before we wrap up. But to let folks know that, so the link here, why this national movement and with international competition, you've got obviously veterans, you got our warriors here, you got Bryant, Special Forces, Army Special Forces, but your roots are right here in Mobile, even though this is something that is, I mean, your team, you're getting a team from all over the nation, but the reason y'all got the roots here is this is where you're from, and y'all practiced here.
Yeah, this is, we like to say that, Mobile has been our training ground for the first couple of years. It's been really just the people, I don't have to tell you, the people of Mobile are just really awesome, and they're super inviting with these teams that show up from all over the country. We give them a little bit of a taste of what the South is like, and the hospitality and the generosity that goes along with that. Of course, Mobile has always been my home. I've lived all over the world, but when people ask you where you're from, I always just say, "Well, I'm a Mobile boy,"
and you always will be. Let's talk about the other part, other than just the challenge, obviously, of rowing across the Atlantic. What Team Fight or Die does, the mission statement of Team Fight or Die.
So, Fight or Die is always going to be a vehicle to raise awareness to fight against veteran suicide and mental health issues that have been created through combat trauma. We support TBI-related treatments. So, traumatic brain injury that it falls in line with post-traumatic stress. We're a vehicle, we're a voice, and we're always going to champion that. And we recruit veterans that have had some experience with it, but are also lead by example in the fact that they're willing to get into a boat with fellow veterans, train for a year, and row across an ocean in a race. And that says a lot, because we like to say, everybody's got their own ocean to cross. And whatever that is, whatever challenges that you're going to face, while you're making that crossing, whether it be, thoughts of suicide, whether it be, the challenges of just life, it's a problem at work. I mean, these are everybody's going to go through that. And what we're saying is, hey, life is tough. We still got to keep living, and we still got to keep plowing through. We're going to cross our ocean. We're going to succeed to the finish line.
It's an important message. And when you and I first started, first met and started talking years ago, we talked about statistics for veteran suicides. Have we been able to curb that? Have we had any success in that to reduce those numbers?
Well, I mean, I would say that the new statistics out now with the pandemic over the year, it's increased. We've seen a lot of the mental health facilities that Fight or Die works with, the Sturm Center of Military Psychology, the Graduate School of Professional Psychology out of the University of Denver, the Marcus Institute for Brain Health. Every one of these organizations that we have a strategic partnership with, they've seen an increase in suicide within our veteran community. And I don't know, yes, the pandemic has been stressful for everybody. But like it's, it's just able, we have been able to map it to where we're seeing a lot of higher numbers, unfortunately.
And all that, I mean, isolation not being what these men and women need, these warriors need. They don't need to be isolated at home.
None of us need to be in isolation. Yeah. We're humans aren't designed for this. We're, we're all having to go through it, and hopefully we're coming out on the backside of it. But, you know, to me, it's not fast enough because we've got our fellow military veterans that are taking their lives because they're isolated. Well, a lot of good things from the mental health side are happening. I mean, you're starting to see a lot more of the telehealth programs that are that people that normally wouldn't have access to mental health, they're able to do this via telecommunication, video communication. And it's been, talking to some of the mental health workers, I mean, they've been extremely busy creating these programs. Some of the, because of the pandemic, some of the, some of the rules have between states. I'm not saying that that's 100% a fact, but it has, talking to some of them, some of these clinics that they've been able to work out of state, which has been really good and helpful to people that really need it.
As we're wrapping up here, people listening to us want to get more information about what y'all do and your mission. How do they find you?
Hey, if you like Facebook, look up Fight or Die, and the OR is OAR, so Fight or Die. Same as our Instagram page and our Twitter page. You can go to www.usvetro.org. That's our website, and you can read all about us. We've got the new team that we'll be launching. We've just launched they went out and launched me yesterday as the skipper, and we'll have the rest of the crew, slowly leaked out to the press over the next couple of days.
Okay. Me
so
being part of the,
be really good.
Yeah. And me being part of the press, I'll be waiting for that one. So we'll be talking.
We do appreciate it.
All right. Great deal. Best of luck, and we will talk soon. Thank you, Bryant.
Thank you very much.